Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Don't miss a moment. Do not. This is a warning. Yes, attention, please. Kmart shoppers. This is not the Blue Light Special. This is the daily special from the DJV program. Kind of sounds like we're having lunch, right, girls? Ladies that are here include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and all the ladies who are listening, men who are listening. Actually, there are a few more women. Usually it breaks out 55% of the people that listen to this program are women, 45% are men. I don't know. Let's see. The age bracket is about 55% or 40-plus. And so you can figure out Jennifer is pretty good at these sorts of things because she looks at the ratings in Los Angeles and sees them skyrocketing. Wow, I must be pretty good.
You didn't leave any room for undecided.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure that I like this program or not.
Undecided voters.
Yes, we'll give you something to like. Miss Universe contest, why do we still have a Miss Universe contest? I would have thought that that would be, it's like Miss America and all these other, don't people get offended by having these contests with women displaying their bodies? And
didn't they take the swimsuit away from Miss America? There's no swimsuit contest anymore?
Yeah.
I thought in the last couple. Didn't they make it like a full one piece instead of the bikini?
Oh, maybe really? That's it. Yeah, maybe that's what. Yeah, that might be.
Well, the
it.
Political statements and things that are made. Didn't Donald Trump own the Miss Universe?
Miss USA.
Oh, Miss USA.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that gone? Why,
no,
what's
that
the thing, Miss America and Miss USA?
Talent?
Anything?
That's the old joke. Is that you know, there's a talent portion, Miss America, and Miss USA is there's no talent portion.
Okay. All right.
I didn't know that. Is it one, like, goes to the other because it goes, like, state level and then up to the to Miss America, and then Miss Universe is whoever is Miss America here competes with the rest of the world?
Yes, I think that's correct.
Yeah.
Well, I think that this has gone the way of a lot of the award shows here in America where the people who are getting the awards spend their time instead of thanking the folks that helped to make them the stars that they are. They get into the political realities. And it becomes a snooze fest. Not that I'm interested in watching.
All of it's a snooze fest, though. Even if they're thanking people we've never heard of, you know, that's still a snooze fest.
Yeah. So now this woman who is Miss Universe came from Singapore, and she wore a dress.
It was Miss Mexico this year.
I'm looking at Miss
Singapore. Miss Mexico won.
Is it Miss or Mrs.? Anyway.
I don't know. There is a Mrs.,
I think there's both.
Yeah, there's both, yeah.
So the message on this lady's dress was stop Asian hate. And so is there, I think the platform that people are using to send these messages, do people really pay attention? Does that stuff work? Or is it more an individual thing that sort of comes from education more than somebody standing on a stage lecturing to you? There's a difference between learning and being lectured to. It's kind of like water when sometimes it's absorbed and sometimes it's just pushed off.
But who needs to learn to not hate someone because of their race? I feel like that her having that on her dress, which I didn't see, but that's fighting back. You're not going to change someone's mind, but you're letting someone know you're not going to be bullied. It's not going to do anything except you're just standing up to the bullies, which I don't think is a bad thing.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing either. I just think at some point in time, all of these shows and all of these messages wear out. I think that's kind of where we have been inundated with all of this stuff this year. And I think the public's, especially in concert with what went on with COVID, all of it is just people are it's kind of turning a deaf ear to it. And just, you're welcome to make the expression if you want to tell the story. But is anybody listening? That's the, is anybody paying attention? Do you think things are getting better?
Worked. I mean, we're talking about it, right? It was probably a stunt, so.
Well, we're talking about it, yes, but will people listening think, oh, you know what, there's an Asian guy that lives down the street that I should be nice to. Is that going to be the impact?
Hopefully, right?
Just,
or the people who stood by.
Why would you just be nice to the Asian guy down the street because it's the right thing to do?
Because it's another human being.
Head?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's the lowest common denominator, right? Should just be, you should, you know, just be kind to every human being. But maybe that would make someone who might want to stand by and not intervene when someone is attacking an Asian person. And we've seen this time and time again now throughout COVID. And so, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it would register with someone and they would spring into action more. Because there have been plenty of people who have just stood by and watched, and it's disgusting.
I don't get that either.
Yeah.
Frankly, I don't get it. I don't get it. But then a lot of things.
It's selfishness. People don't want to get involved. They don't want to. You know, people just stand around. They film it, or you know, they just do nothing at all, and or close the door like those two doormen did as that poor woman was just being savagely beaten in front of them in New York.
Okay, so here's the next step on that ladder. Remember the picture of the husband and wife in St. Louis, they were waving a gun. There was a protest going on in St. Louis, and
McCleskey's, I think, were their names.
Yeah, Mark McCleskey. You're right, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. So he's going to run for the Senate, and
he's gotten a lot of attention. Yeah.
But so what is his qualification other than he had a gun and he waved it?
People know his name. I mean, fortunately, probably that people know his name. I don't know what it is. Obviously, he must have been some kind of businessman or something. So he probably has more qualifications than that we don't know about. But, you know, if people know your name and you've stood up for something, it's kind of like the same thing with the dress. You make a statement that people aren't going to tread on you and you become a news headline. So what do you do with it?
He's a personal injury lawyer. Let's see here. What else do we know about him? He apparently made the announcement last night on Tucker Carlson's show, so that'll tell you a little something. And where are the the people who don't have an axe to grind? Just people who are good, solid citizens, who are smart, who really want to serve the country. I know that this guy thinks he's serving the country, and maybe he'll be good. But every time I look at something like this, I think of Marilyn Greene. And what
you mean
idiotic.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Is that Marjorie? Excuse
yeah.
Me. Yeah.
What is her background? Speaking of qualifications, except that she's really good at, you know, Googling conspiracy theories. What is her qualification?
I don't know. What's the AOC's qualification or the woman whose name I can't remember from Minnesota?
AOC. AOC has worked for, she worked for Bernie, she worked as a community organizer, and she had a history in politics, in local politics, before she ran as a representative. But I'm curious, what is her background?
Playing devil's advocate, we're trying, you know, this guy's a lawyer, so there are too many lawyers in politics to begin with, but we all do say that business folks, men and women who have some background in running things, would be good candidates. That's one of the reasons I like Mike Bloomberg, is because he's run a very successful business. Is his personality the greatest? It's finding someone who has all of the stuff. Can you look back over your lifetime and think of somebody really and truly who was a successful politician and or a leader who really stood out because of his or her experience before they became a politician? I'm trying to think. You know, Bill Clinton was involved.
I think they're two different things, though. I think, like, when you say, can you look back at a successful politician, you know, my mind goes right to Bill Clinton in my lifetime. And so, but I don't know. I know he was an attorney, but I don't know what he actually did. Did he ever even practice before he was governor of Arkansas?
He kind of practiced for about 5 minutes.
You've got career politicians, and then you have people that have.
And then you've got, like,
you look at someone like, John Ossoff, who is the new senator from Georgia, and he has been running for races since he was I mean, he is still very young, but since he was very young, he has been running to be in politics. So he is somebody who I think of as someone who is setting out to be a career
politician. Are they the solution, Jennifer? Is he the solution?
I don't know that it matters. Who's the solution? I mean, here's the thing. People get to run from Congress from all walks of life. And so if you're AOC and you're a community organizer, I just looked up Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was an activist as well. She's been doing stuff for like since 2011. She used to go rally on Congress all the time. So, look, you may not like what she stands for, but she and AOC probably have a lot in common. They were both doing activist things. They both ran for office. And, you know, so that's where they are. The bottom line is our government is set up where you don't have to have a certain line of experience.
No,
you just have to convince voters. And so who cares where these people come from?
I mean, think about the Constitution, the early days, you know, you had farmers, you had,
yes,
you know,
it was
you
farmers,
had, and you still do.
Part-time once in a
right.
while. Yeah, the senator from
right.
North Dakota.
You had some attorneys. You had some, you know,
I mean,
some guys who never farmed. Yeah,
that's
doctors.
Like, that's why the House of Representatives is a lot more crazy and wild than the Senate, because you have people from all walks of life who find their way into the House of Representatives.
So I think both you and Victoria would make good congresspersons, congressmen, congresswomen. I think the two of you would be, huh?
Thanks,
congresspeople. Yeah.
You know,
so
I will say this,
Jay.
Even though I know Jen and I don't agree politically on much, but I do think we would get stuff done.
But you have intelligence,
really
solution-oriented.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly believe that we
Jay, would
actually,
you like to run for some
if we
office?
Both ran,
no.
We'd be running for the right reason.
No.
Right.
The end of that conversation.
What was Jay?
Right.
What was the question?
Jay said, nope.
Nope.
What was the question?
Running for office.
Oh, running.
No, I said, yeah, right. Run for office. 17 after the hour. Interesting as we get our, what is today, Wednesday, right? The 19th of May on the DJV program, talking now about your feet. How are your feet? Do they feel good? How's your body feeling? Maybe you've had a good night's rest, hopefully, depending on what time of day or night that you're listening to this program. You can always use a good pair of slippers, right? My slippers made with the three-tier cushioning system that combines the fill that's in the My Pillow itself, and then there's a gel that they put in it and memory foam. All it does when you walk around, I walk around outside in the morning, and sometimes it depends on how I get. My business attire is a bathrobe usually, and so when people see me wandering around the yard with Daisy, they think, oh, this is very interesting, and they
crazy
look at my
person.
Feet. What's that?
They think, oh, look at that crazy person.
Yeah, they do think that from time to time. Anyway, I'm not crazy. I'm into my slippers, and so can you be, too. They're available now at 40% off using the DJV code. So if you need some new slippers, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials page that's there, use the promo code DJV, and save yourself 40%. Do that with other things, too, at MyPillow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Got to finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where do you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed. Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No empty seats here today. It's all for one and one for all on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, and now Jay Kirshner is going to dig around. I want to find out a definition of the term gaslit. And we'll get that right after this.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
All right, so let's get to this, Jay. I think the audience will want to know how we apply gaslit when it comes to Drew Barrymore opening up about Woody Allen. What does it mean, gaslit?
Well, gaslighting is the psychological manipulation of, you know, a person or a group trying to get people to question their own memory or their own experiences, their own judgment, saying, you know, what your truth is not the actual truth. No matter
so
what,
why is this conversation, this Drew Barrymore focus on Woody Allen, trending today?
Dylan Farrow, Woody's adopted daughter, has been claiming sexual abuse ever since she was 7 years old. She was a guest this week on the Drew Barrymore show. And
the podcast,
Drew was,
isn't it? Is it a podcast?
No, it's a show. She has a talk show on TV.
A talk show, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And they were discussing the HBO 4-part docuseries, Allen vs. Farrow, and
she was saying how when she worked with Woody in 1996 on the, you know, romantic comedy, Everyone Says I Love You, she was commenting how, you know, there's just no higher career calling than working on a Woody Allen film. That was kind of like the pinnacle of, you know, your acting abilities. And she was saying that once she had kids herself, she realized that she was one of the people being gaslit into what the narrative was with Woody Allen, only believing what she was being told, Drew Barrymore was kind of apologizing to Dylan Farrow for, you know, not standing up and being one of the people that had spoken out about Woody Allen before, and saying how she remembers when all of this was happening, when people were talking about the possibility of Woody Allen maybe molesting his adopted daughter, Dylan.
How has he gotten away with it? My question whenever this comes
question.
Up, everybody keeps saying the same thing about him. How the hell is he still wandering around the streets
Hollywood
in New York?
Hollywood protects a lot of sickos. I mean, look at, they protected Harvey Weinstein for years. They
for
protected
so
Woody
long.
Allen.
Epstein.
What's his face? Epstein, but also, who's the one? Roman Polanski. I always forget him.
Oh, yeah.
And they celebrate him. I mean, it's the weirdest thing in Hollywood. It's weird. Well,
and this is something Dylan's been saying since she was 7 years old. Anybody who's watched the docuseries on HBO has seen archived footage of Dylan as a seven-year-old stating what happened. I mean, for somebody to be sticking to this storyline for so long, you have to question, you know, it seems like it's legitimate.
Yeah, apparently the police got involved but you know, an investigation, they basically, like, you know, asked Woody Allen, did you do anything wrong? He says no, and that's the end of the investigation.
Yeah,
yeah, great.
Right.
That's good police work.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, celebrity does have its own set of rules, doesn't it? It seems to, anyway. And people get either celebrity or money often, or both, lead to, when you're getting involved in things like this, a dead end. People do, they look upon them differently.
Yeah, but Hollywood takes on people so much, it's weird they don't take themselves on more.
28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed bipartisan legislation to combat hate crimes across the country. Attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders has increased since the coronavirus pandemic began. The final vote was 364 to 62. President Biden plans to sign the legislation later this week, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Twitter. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Tuesday prohibiting government entities in the state, including public schools, from requiring masks. About 30% of Texans have been fully vaccinated against COVID. The Texas State Teachers Association called Abbott's move premature and pointed to CDC guidelines for schools. On Tuesday, Microsoft rolled out its latest Windows 10 Features update, known as Windows 10 21H1, to mainstream users. It includes support for Windows Hello-enabled cameras, Windows Defender application guard improvements, and improvements in Windows management instrumentation via group policy. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
On Tuesday, Arizona Senate leaders responded to criticism from Maricopa County Board of Supervisors over the latest in the 2020 election audit process. What are the qualifications of those doing the audit?
I'm the founder of Cypher LLC. Cypher LLC is a national-level incident response and forensics firm specializing in helping companies solve problems. We also support legal firms in both the plaintiff and the defense side of the legal matters that may arise involving digital evidence. I personally have over 25 years of computer forensics and incident response experience. 13 of those years were spent as a part-time instructor to Guidance Software. They're now owned by OpenText. They are the manufacturers and the makers of the NCASE software. I have a master's degree in information technology. I also am a CISSP and hold numerous forensics certifications.
Another question, how is this audit different from other audits?
But at no point in any of those audits did they actually take a look at actual ballots and run those ballots through the system or do actual counting of it to validate the results. They were all focused on whether it was the right type or whether the right version of the software. Our audit is focused on specifically the results. Are the results exactly as they came through? Are they the way they were cast? And does it go all the way through the system that way?
I'm Lance Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Things metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Yes, it's Wednesday. I think last week you said it was hump day, and I disagree with you, Victoria. I said Thursday's hump day when you get halfway through the real week. Say that 100 times.
Count Monday through Friday.
Why? What's about Saturday? A lot of people work Saturday and Sunday.
Most people take Saturday and Sunday off.
Really? Huh. Not in my world.
You should try
on
it
the farm. Yeah.
Jeez. Wouldn't Wednesday still be the middle of the week, even counting the weekends, though?
No.
It is.
Well, depending on whether you start the week on Sunday. Some people think Sunday's the first day of the week. Some people think Monday's the first day of the week.
Jay, this is his middle child rearing up again, the contrarian in him that just needs to be different and needs to be heard.
Yes, I want to be heard. And speaking of herds, bought a couple of cows last night at the local Farmers Live Animal Market Exchange. I have a milk cow in with the calves and a milk cow to give me raw milk.
Where do these things happen? You know, there are certain things in life that go on that I never, like, I would never know if someone said, hey, do you want to go with me to the animal exchange? I'd be like, where does that, like,
I'm
does
sure
that happen in the old town
find,
square? Or where do you?
Well, no, it happens in an auction barn about 40 miles from here.
Do you come with the hot heifers that you're wanting to trade?
Well, actually, yeah. You can bring a hot heifer or two or three and trade them for a bigger and older cow. That's what I actually did. Thank you for figuring that out, Jennifer. Been around me long enough to know how it works. Trade those hot heifers for a cool older gal. That's what really kind of happens. Okay, so anyway, the reason I'm telling the story is because my friend lifelong, this guy has been my cattle dealer for almost 50 years. His name is Huey McGovern. He's 84 years old. And he was treating one of the cows that he has that had a bad foot. So he was by himself in the barn. And this is a cow that was, he didn't know, but obviously had a bad foot. You got to treat it. So he lifted up the cow's leg to treat it because you get into between their hoofs and you kind of get the stuff out that's in there that's making the, you know, cause an abscess. And the cow kicked him in the face.
Oh.
And I hadn't seen him since it happened. It happened last week. I saw him last night. He's got six stitches inside of his mouth. He knocked his teeth on that side.
That can kill you if it hits you in the nose.
Oh, my. He had a concussion? Exactly. And his chest was all...
I've known people have been kicked by horses, and it's just...
Yeah. Wow. His family's been trying to get him to stop being so active. Again, he's 84 years old, but he doesn't want to, and I don't blame him because it would be pretty much the end. This is what he does and how he spends his time, but he was miserable, and then he'd spend 5 minutes telling me why he had to stop doing it, and then he'd say, well, I got 20 cows to milk, you know, that kind of stuff. And so with that comes the story, a like story, different profession, of a baseball player getting hit in the face. Jennifer said she was watching this video and saw it a couple of times. It has to be painful. I mean, I'm looking at Huey's face, and it's painful for me. Imagine a guy getting with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball get whacked in the face. And I wonder sometimes why it doesn't happen more often. Some people think when pitchers, whatever goes on, the silly emotions of some of these players, that they purposely throw a ball at the head of a player. Apparently, Jennifer, this was not the case. He wasn't trying to hit this guy. But you could tell that
he wasn't trying. As soon as he threw the ball and he knew where it was headed and he saw the guy trying to get out of the way, it was, I think, like a 94-mile-an-hour fastball right at his face. He hit the pitcher. I mean, everybody's watching the batter, obviously, who got hit in the face, and you should because the poor guy. But the pitcher drops, like, to his knees, and he's like you can see he doesn't even want to turn around. And then when he turns around, he's, like, near tears, and he's staring just to watch to make sure the guy is getting up again. And luckily, the batter did get up, but after he was stunned on the ground, his blood was spurting, blood was coming out of his nose. I mean, it was just horrific. And it's just, you can't get out of the way of that, you know? And it's amazing. I mean, most pitchers have such control over their pitches that we don't see more of this. But you can tell this one just got away from the guy. It was definitely not like an intentional beanball. This was obviously a mistake.
That's right. That's what you call it, a beanball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you hold a good thought for people to get into that situation. Speaking of holding a good thought, the Israeli situation with the Palestinians, or the vice versa, Palestinian situation with the Israelis. In terms of the United States asking, and I guess I'm going to go around the room here with all three of you, the United States saying they want Israel to wind down the offensive. I thought that was pretty offensive that they suggested that it was them in the offensive mode when, in fact, they were being defensive because they didn't start throwing the bombs. The Hamas and Hezbollah are still throwing the bombs. It didn't start with with the Israelis. So for the United States to say you should not be as offensive when, in fact, they were the ones attacked. I mean, there's always two sides to every story.
But they're the only ones that we have communication with. They're the only ones that, you know, that would be able to be in a position to try to have a ceasefire. The United States can't call it. No other country can call it.
Well,
so
all the other countries just stay out of it? Or
no, everyone's been very vocal,
and
everyone's been calling for a ceasefire. The whole world is. I think that's
so
what
why
Biden's point
the
was.
Why, said, why hasn't Hamas stopped throwing the bombs?
How do you get a terrorist to stop doing it?
Well,
I don't know the answer.
That's why the term offensive, when anybody says Israel should wind down their offensive, it isn't really an offensive at all. They're defending themselves against the rockets that come from Hamas and Hezbollah.
I think everyone's pretty clear that Israel has every right to defend itself. No one has suggested that they don't. So I don't think that that's...
Well, some people have suggested that Netanyahu provoked the situation for his own
political
gain.
A lot of people feel that way, yeah.
I know they do. But that's the same... I'm kind of getting into that same mindset here to try. In this circumstance, he didn't start. He didn't call up somebody in Hezbollah and say, hey, look, I need some political help.
That's what I think is so, yeah, I think that's kind of makes that conspiracy theory sort of null and void. It's like, there's no way.
Is Netanyahu capable of trying to utilize something like this for his gain? Absolutely.
As you always say, but it's the military industrial complex. It needs to keep, it's like a virus.
It
needs
itself,
to stay alive.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of presidents have benefited in wartime, sadly, in our country and in other places. But, you know, people are slow to get people out of power. We don't know that yet. We don't know what the end result of this is, but what else is the response? I mean, if you have people throwing rockets in, do you think it would be
Israel,
smart to just let them go?
If you don't have a strong response, you're out.
Yeah,
Israelis
are
put up with no nonsense.
One of the things that I'm very curious about, and I've seen the images, I've seen the videos, and Doug, you've been there. What is that, the dome that they, you know, the carrier missile dome,
that's
right?
That's our technology, yes.
How much of that, is it an actual physical structure of a dome, or does it create a shield?
It creates a shield. Yeah. Okay. We have
so basically,
sort of
what
here.
To watch it. It's our technology, actually. So what happens
is
we
spend billions every year, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's not even our money. It's just they used our technology to copy what we do. So what it is it's an anti-missile defense system. So when they blow
a
rocket,
clue.
There's, yeah. Well, just 1 second, because there's something important here, and you'll see that this is happening right now. So when somebody blows a rocket up, there's another rocket that comes and explodes it in midair.
Yeah.
And it's very advanced and it's very technical. But the way around it and what Hamas has figured out is that you inundate it with rockets. It can't pick up everything.
Yeah,
and so
right.
If they send up 50 at the same time, 49
five will get
of
through.
Them. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So then you'll have some that'll get through and that's what causes damage.
It's kind of like fireworks. And the rockets are not much more sophisticated than that. Except that instead of fireworks, at the end of the tip is a bomb with TNT or some kind of explosive in it, and it's enough to do some serious damage in a localized area. So anyway, it's that kind of stuff. But to further speak to what you were saying about you said something about money going to help, in this case, Israel. We have a lot of money every year since the Six-Day War. In, what was it, 1967, I think. I can't remember the date or the year. But the Egyptians were at war with the Israelis. And so, as a result of that, that's the one that Uri talks about all the time. He killed a couple of Palestinian soldiers, and it's kind of stuck with him most of his life. The idea of money that comes from America, to quell that disturbance, we gave the Egyptians $4 billion, and we gave the Israelis $4 billion. And every year since then, we have, in foreign aid, given $4 billion to Israeli interests and to Egyptian interests. That's
Egypt, I can understand, you know, but why does Israel need the money?
It wasn't that they needed the money.
Prosperous.
It's that they would agree to stop fighting with being treated equally if we kept paying them. Yeah. So
why wouldn't we disagree to not pay either of them anymore?
Well,
right?
There you go.
Still equality.
There we go.
Paying to stand with your allies is what you're paying.
Yeah, kind of. It's foreign aid.
Both of those countries
but
are allies.
You mentioned something, and this is from my travels, how I found out how this works. in the case of the United States and foreign aid, when we give foreign aid to a country, it's with a purpose. We'll say, you know, in terms of Israel and Egypt, the purpose was to stop the war. But in most cases, when we're helping countries around the world with investment, it is the caveat is that, you know, we'll give you this much money to build a bunch of schools or to build a dam or to fix buildings or whatever it is. We'll help you out. But the caveat is you must hire American companies to do the work. So it's like kind of welfare in a manner of speaking, or aid to, a lot of people don't know this. We have billions and billions and billions of dollars in foreign aid that we hand out every year to NGOs, non-governmental organizations around the world, and they are asking for help to do a certain thing. So we tell them, we'll pay for it, but you have to use the money that we give you to hire an American company to do the work.
Right.
And that's the way it's been.
This is why people went bananas when the Obama administration handed all of that cash over to Iran for the
Iran nuclear deal.
I mean, they handed over, I mean, I'm not kidding, a plane load of cash.
Yeah,
unmarked bills.
It was their money.
On an airplane.
That was their money.
This was sanctioned money. It would be like handing money back to, we were sanctioning them for a reason. It'd be like handing all the money that we've sanctioned from Russia and China back to them in
when
a plane.
When you say it was their money, Victoria, what do you mean? Was their money.
That was because that was money that they could not deposit into American banks.
Because there's
still no, right, because of sanctions. So that was not cash. That was new money from America that we paid to Iran. That was money that was basically taken from them and sanctioned in the 70s. That money was such a headline that was just a very convenient GOP talking point.
That money
was
not a talking point, though. That money,
it was at the time,
though, Jen. It would be like saying that the money that is being sanctioned from Russia should be handed back to them with a bow on it, or the money that is sanctioned from China should be handed back. They're sanctioned for a reason. They're sanctioned because they are a bad actor. And so when you hand over cash to them, that money went straight to Hamas. That money goes straight to Hezbollah. Those two terror groups that live within the borders of Iran and the confines, I mean, they're the ones who get this
money. It was very confusing at the time, but it did seem like we were paying them off.
We did. We paid ransom, and we handed it. We handed them that money, which, and they are the leading state sponsor of terror on the globe. So why would the country that
we
is fighting
be,
Israel
we
and fighting all of
their
our
head.
Other right?
We should be
why
strangling
are,
them.
But the point is, why are we funding Egypt
money.
And Israel as our allies, and then funding the people who want to rip their heads off?
That's a very good question. 48 past the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
T Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour now. We've added some more friends, according to what I'm seeing here online, Victoria. More people listening to the program in different ways, shapes, and forms, which is kind of cool because there's lots of different technology that allows you to pick up the program wherever you might. Speaking of technology, it's Tech Talk time, and it's a look at the chip shortage that we have first. Everything is going up price-wise because, thanks to the Chinese and COVID, and the fact that most of the chips are made over there, I let the chips fall where they may, and they aren't falling too rapidly, apparently, at the moment.
Yes. So televisions, laptops, and tablets have been in high demand, as we know, since COVID began, because people started working and learning from home. They used Skype and Zoom and binged on Netflix. And so extra screen time helps set in motion a semiconductor supply crunch that's causing prices for some of the gadgets to spike. Right now, the biggest, the item that's most affected are larger TV models. Those prices actually shot up 30% this year right now compared to where they were last summer. So this is not a time to go out and buy a brand new TV. Either wait for this to be over, which is about a year from now, or, you know, wait for some sales around the Black Friday time of year. But right now, this is you're going to pay 30% more if you want a big screen TV. And so the it's a direct result, as you said, Doug, to the chip crisis. It underscores that, you know, a fix is a lot more complicated than just ramping up production. Part of the reason for that is because the chips that are used in larger TV models are several generations behind. They're not the most current, and so they're not the highest priority. They're basically kind of like core parts now, and so ramping up production on them isn't easy because all the factories are actually working on other chips that go into computers and cars and things like that that need to be newer generation. So that's part of the problem. And then the Chinese, that comes into play. In the last few years, as we know, the U.S. government has had sanctions on major Chinese tech companies like Huawei and ZTE. Rightfully so. I agreed with that. The Trump administration did that. The Obama administration, right at the end of their reign, said the same thing, that we need to go after Huawei and ZTE. So they were in agreement on that one. And that was correct. However, what they did, the Chinese government and these companies, which the Chinese government owns, they decided to stockpile as many chips as possible. So that made it really difficult for any U.S. company or any foreign country to be able to make the products that they want to make. That's why we have such a shortage of brand new automobiles, because the chips are being blocked.
Try to buy a car today without it costing you more than what the sticker reads, even.
Really short on inventory. Yeah.
Good used cars, 2-3 years old, 20% higher now.
Yep.
Than they were last year, same car.
Yeah. So the people who are watching this sector of the market are saying that we're about at least a year away from catching up and getting back to where we were pre-pandemic. So the U.S. government has actually proposed a $50 billion stimulus for the U.S. chip industry in an effort to bolster American chip-making capabilities, which is great news. Intel is investing in more of their factories here in Texas, and there's another chipset company that's going to be building a factory in Arizona. So it's good news for us. It's just going to take a while to get back.
Yep. All right, in a moment, there's an announcement from Google that we will discuss here on Tech Talk right after this.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, so what's the story with this Google announcement?
Okay, so if we all know someone who is obsessed with going on WebMD and looking up symptoms and diagnosing themselves, right? We all know people like that. It may even be you. It might even be you that I'm talking, not you,
me?
But like you out in the radio land that I'm talking to. So here's the next big thing that's going to take up everyone's time. Google is releasing a new healthcare web tool that uses artificial intelligence to help people identify skin, hair, and nail conditions. So basically, if you have a rash on your arm, you take a couple pictures of it, and then the app analyzes it, runs it through 65,000 images from clinical settings, and then will tell you what is actually wrong with you. It's right 97% of the time. So
can we do that on the air?
Rabbit hole.
We ought to try to do that on the air and see how it works.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.